Thank you. Every time I get up behind this pulpit, I'm nervous, I'm shaking, but I'm up here today for a different purpose. You know, this is Memorial Day weekend. It's a lot more than a day off from work. It's a lot more than the car dealer's sale or the mattress sale. We are a blessed country. For several years, Pastor Hathaway, and now Pastor Rick, has let me continue my tribute to our veterans. I thank you for the opportunity. I pray that no one thinks that I'm up here for the spotlight, but know that I have a burden for those that have died in service to this country. It's personal with me, as I've seen some that died. I visited a family that lost a loved one in Vietnam and told them the circumstances of their son's death. And it seemed to be a comfort to them. As I think back about our American history and those that we're honoring today, I can't imagine how it was at Valley Forge. The American Revolution, cold, starving, away from family, desperate times. I can't imagine how it felt to be on a landing craft headed to Normandy, looking around and knowing that some within eyesight would die or be wounded. I can't imagine being in a bomber over enemy territory, with shrapnel, bullets flying through the fuselage. I can't imagine the horror of being on a warship that's torpedoed in the middle of the ocean and you have to get in the ocean. I can't imagine being on the U.S. Arizona on December the 7th, 1941, and 1,000 souls went to the grave in a heartbeat. I can't imagine how it was to be in a foxhole in Korea at night with temperatures below freezing and hear the sound of a bugle with thousands of Chinese and North Koreans coming after you to kill you. I can imagine how it was in the jungles of Vietnam on patrol, getting ambushed, or setting an ambush to kill some other enemy. I can't imagine how it is to be riding along in a vehicle in Afghanistan or Iraq and the vehicle be blown out from under you. These are just a few of the circumstances that resulted in the death of many Americans on many foreign soils. I'm an American, and I'm proud of it. I'm not ashamed of this country. This country is unique in human history, as we were founded on the principle that all men are created equal, that all freedom comes from God, not man. Today in our church, we have veterans that have served and have been in combat in distant land. I would like our veterans to stand, and I said just stand, but I'd like for our veterans to come forward to the front, and I would like them to tell us what branch they were in and how long they were in. So if our veterans will come forward, please. Angie, come on if you want to come to your seat. We also have a couple veterans that are not here. Jim North, he's a combat veteran of the U.S. Army. And also Danny Jones is a combat veteran of the U.S. Army in Vietnam. Alan? Naval Station?
Alan Gunter. I was in the United States Navy. I was served for 8.5 years.
Wallace, Foreign Parts in the Navy, 67 to 71. Served on the USS Andrew Jackson, SSBN 619.
I was in the U.S. Army. I was in Vietnam from a little bit of 67, all of 68, and a little bit of 69.
U.S. Marine Corps. I've been there from 1960 to a little over 71, and Vietnam.
I was in the U.S. Army from 1966 to 1976. I served in Vietnam. Thank you, gentlemen. I would venture to say everyone in this church sitting on this pew, if you have not served in the military, you've had someone in your immediate family that served in the military. You may have someone that perished in the military. Our military is what provides us the freedom to do the things that we're doing today. Every service member takes the following oath of enlistment. I, their name, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and the orders of the officers appointed over me according to the regulations, the Uniform Code of Military Justice, so help me God. There's not one service member who willingly joins the military to die, but they join for a higher purpose of serving and defending this great country from enemies, both foreign and domestic. These United States hold a very special place in human history. We are the greatest country that mankind has ever seen. We hold the values that God has given us, not man. We have been blessed beyond measure, and with those blessings come responsibilities for our fellow man. The flag that our military serves under has three colors: red, white, and blue. This flag has been all over the world with our military fighting for the freedom of people oppressed by evil. Yes, some people in this country don't realize there's evil in this world, but there is. Our American blood has been spilled for others all across the globe. War, police action, advisors, trainers, they all mean the same thing to the soldier on the ground. He must face death and evil every second of every day. The men and women that have served and died are the ones that we want to remember today. They paid the ultimate sacrifice for you and I. We can go all the way back to the Revolutionary War with England for our independence, and then all the wars since. These men and women were committed to this country, freedom, honor, and duty. It meant everything to them. We have a video that we're going to play at this time, titled In the Arms of an Angel, an American Soldier's Tribute.
it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction.
For the sailor, or the marine, the soldier, or the airman, it comes down to supporting the man or woman next to you while trying to stay alive. Duty overcomes fear. Honor overcomes evil. Veterans that have served in combat have seen and done things that people cannot imagine unless you've been there. When we see all the graveyards across the globe where Americans are buried, we as a country have paid a high price for others. The Bible speaks of those that are blessed have a responsibility to others less fortunate. Most Americans have no idea how blessed they are to live in this great country, nor do they fully appreciate the high price that has been paid for them to live free. They are naive about what came before them, but they demonstrate as if they are oppressed while not realizing they know nothing of the oppression of this world. We have another video. Here's to the heroes who never came home. When we look at these graveyards filled with American treasure, we don't see all the possibilities that were lost due to man's sin. We have sons and daughters, wives and husbands, uncles, aunts, and all the heritage that was lost on some distant shore fighting evil, trying to preserve good. We see the graves, but we don't see the heartache, the families that are destroyed, the children that lost a parent, the pain of father or mother. We only see the grave. When the service member dies, it affects the entire community from where they came. Sorrow is widespread and lasts for a long time. We as a country, state, or community should never take the death of a service member lightly. It is a tragic loss for all of us. It is a price that we cannot pay. Our Lord and Savior paid a price that we could not pay. He did it with love, devotion, and duty. He did all that the Father asked of him. Our service members, those that have paid the ultimate price, have also given their all. They perform their duty. They serve their country. And they died with honor, knowing that they were fighting for good to overcome evil. Let us never forget these American heroes. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Hunt. What a powerful presentation. Amen. What if we could just bow our heads all across this sanctuary today, and I wonder if we could just lift up maybe the names of people that you know who have lost loved ones that have given their lives in war. As we celebrate Memorial Day, there'll be a big part missing in their lives. Can we just take a moment and lift them up today? Heavenly Father, as we gather together today in your holy name, we are so thankful for our great country. But we know, Lord, that this country, Lord, came at a great price, the death, Lord, of men and women who faithfully served. Father, that we might experience the freedom that we experience here today. And Father, I pray for the families of the fallen today, O Lord. Father, I cannot imagine, Father, the grief. I cannot imagine the pain. I cannot imagine, Father, the hurt, Lord, that someone experiences when they get that knock on the door. Father, to be informed that their loved one, Lord, has been killed on the battlefield. Father, and I pray for every mother that's lost a child, every father that's lost a son or a daughter. I pray for every brother and sister, O Lord, that has lost a sibling. Father, I pray, Father, for the families of each and every one of our fallen heroes, O Lord, today. And I ask you today that the only way that you can do it, Lord, Father, is to allow your Holy Spirit, Lord, to come and to come and slip your sweet spirit around them, the comforter. Father, that they might receive some solace, Lord, during this time of loss. And Father, I know that years are supposed to take away the pain and take away the burden, but Father, it seldom does. And Father, only your Holy Spirit, Lord, can bring healing to the hurt of losing someone so close and so dear. And Father, we lift those to you today in the wonderful, powerful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, turn with me, if you will, to John chapter 15. We'll be reading that in just a moment. But tomorrow, all over this great country, we'll begin to celebrate Memorial Day. There'll be a lot of barbecues, a lot of picnics. There'll be a lot of hot dogs eaten. I couldn't believe I looked up how many hot dogs would be eaten on Memorial Day. It's incredible. Memorial Day until Labor Day, it's like 6-8 billion hot dogs. That's a ton of hot dogs. I didn't realize that. Not talking about all the hamburgers that'll be eaten and all the outdoor activities that will happen. Memorial Day is also the unofficial day when summer starts. But sadly, most people have forgotten the real reason for Memorial Day. Memorial Day is a day that we honor, and we've already been told, but we honor the brave men and women who've made that ultimate sacrifice and gave their lives defending this great country. Ronald Reagan said, "We honor the dead of war. We recall their valor. We recall their sacrifice. We remember they gave their lives so that others might live." There's been a very high price paid to gain this freedom that you and I experience today, to preserve our freedom, as well as to protect and to liberate those of other nations. I would contend to you that failure to remember and honor the sacrifice of those who have gone before us will lead to failure to preserve the very thing for which they died. How many realize this morning that freedom is never free? To those who recognize the cost, they will continue to pay its price that they might preserve it. While those who do not recognize the cost, they will not pay, and so may very well lose it. I believe it's so important that we set aside this time to remember the sacrifice that others have made for us here today. Freedom is never free. It always comes with a high price tag. Thomas Jefferson wrote, "The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants." Blood has always been the price of freedom. How many know that today? It was the blood of these brave men and women that gave their lives that we might gather here this morning, that we might be able to worship God without the fear of government interference. That's why we celebrate Memorial Day. Not just so we can have a day off of work or a day that we can have a picnic, but a day that we celebrate those brave men and women who gave their all. You see, a memorial is anything that helps you and I to remember. That's why you and I take the Lord's Supper. It's a memorial to what Jesus Christ did, the shedding of His blood and the brokenness of His body. That's why we have baptism. Water baptism. Why? Because it's a memorial that we have died with Christ and we remember His death and His resurrection. With His death and we died, and with His resurrection we are resurrected to newness of life. In John chapter 15 verse 13 through 14, Jesus reminds us why we have Memorial Day. He says, "This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. For greater love hath no man than this, than he laid down his life for his friends." The greatest sacrifice that one can make is to lay down their lives for another. Because of this, we should be reminded of the price of freedom this morning. With that, I want you to watch this video that Ronald Reagan did called The Soldier's Pledge.
To the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small town barber shop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading, "My Pledge," he had written these words: "America must win this war. Therefore I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone." We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
It was men like Martin Tripp taught that him and men like him that is a stark reminder of the freedom has such a high price. Freedom has always been bought with the blood of courageous men and women that were willing to stand up against those who would try to destroy the freedom that we enjoy. Those who are guilty of defacing the flag, criticizing rather than contributing, taking rather than giving, need to be reminded the price that was paid to ensure their freedom as well. On July 4th, 1776, on the day the Declaration of Independence was signed, John Adams stood and said to the Continental Congress, he said, "Live or die, sink or swim, survive or perish, I am committed to this Declaration of Independence. I am committed, and if God wills it, I am ready to die that this nation may be free." Those who have shed their blood across this world on many different battlefields, if they were here this morning, they would cry, "Remember freedom's cost, the precious blood of men and women who were willing to make the ultimate sacrifice that you may live free." When I think of the price that these brave men and women paid that to help you and I to be free, I cannot help but to think of the price that Jesus Christ paid that we might be free from the power of sin and death. Jesus Christ is the epitome of the ultimate price for freedom. We read in Galatians 5:1 that Paul wrote this: "It was for freedom that Jesus Christ has set you free." You see, we are never totally free until we have allowed Jesus Christ to come into our lives and change us, amen, from death unto life. John chapter 8 verse 36 says, "If the Son therefore sets you free, you shall be free indeed." Without Christ, the Bible tells us that we are dead in trespasses and sin. Without Christ, we are held in bondage and imprisoned by our sin. Sin never liberates us. It only enslaves. Sin strips away our freedom and leads us into bondage. Sin promises to liberate us, but sin promises to give us a freedom that is beyond our wildest imagination, to do what we want, to live the way we want to. But sin leads us into addiction. It takes control of our lives, and it drives us to eternal destruction. James chapter 1 verse 15 says, "When lust has conceived, it brings forth sin. And when sin is finished, it bringeth forth death." And yet, not willing that any should perish, the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ died, the just for the unjust. He that knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God. Jesus Christ gave His life, shed His blood, that we might be free from the bondage of sin and death. 1 Peter 1:18 and 19, Peter writes, "For as much as ye were not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold through the vain conversations received by traditions of your father, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without spot, without blemish." Hebrews 9:12 says, "Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by the blood he entered, by his own blood he entered once into the holy place, having it all obtained eternal redemption for us." You know, I think of the old song that we sing out of the hymnal, "What can wash away our sins?" I love that song. I imagine that there are two sides, and they're talking to one another. And one cries out, "What can wash away our sin?" And the other side replies, "Nothing but the blood of Jesus." The other side says, "What can make me whole again?" And the answer returns, "Nothing but the blood of Jesus." Hallelujah. The words go on to say, "Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus." You see, Jesus purchased our freedom with His own blood on Calvary's hill, on Calvary's cross. He paid the price that you and I could be free from the bondage of sin and death. Just like we can never forget the brave men and women who gave their life, you and I, that we might enjoy the freedom in this country, we must never forget the price that Jesus Christ paid, that we might be free from the power of sin and death. We must never forget the stripes upon His back that paid for the healing of our bodies. We must never, hallelujah, forget the lonely walk up Golgotha's hill. We must never forget the nails that pierced His hands and His feet. We must never forget the cross where Jesus suffered, hung, and died. We must never forget the blood that was shed and poured upon the floor, upon the ground, that washed away our sins. We can never forget what He has done for you and I. We can never forget the empty tomb where Jesus rose triumphantly over death, hell, and the grave, that gives you and I the freedom today that you and I enjoy today in Jesus Christ. When I look at the Statue of Liberty, I'm reminded of the price that was paid for me to live in this country and to live free. But when I look at the cross, I remember the price that was paid to liberate my soul.
Stands the lady
Hallelujah. Can we just lift our hands and thank Him for the cross? Thank You, Father, for the cross. Oh, thank You for liberating our soul. Hallelujah. We praise You, O God. We worship You. We thank You for the shed blood of Your Son on Calvary's hill, O God. Thank You for setting us free, Lord. It was for freedom that Christ died. Hallelujah. That we might be free today. Hallelujah. We praise You, Jesus. We praise You, Jesus. We praise You. We live in a country that gives us freedom that only, that other countries only dream about. And yet there are so many who are not free that yet live in this country. There are those here that are prisoners of their own guilt, bound with the bondage of your past. There are those here that are prisoners of your thought life, your mind constantly being attacked. Others here, prisoners of habit, prisoners of addiction. Yet there's others that are prisoners of depression. And then yet others that are prisoners of their own sin. But I want you to know this morning, the price has already been paid for your freedom. Jesus paid it all on the cross of Calvary. Jesus shed His blood that you could be free this morning. Hallelujah. And whom the Son sets free, the Scripture tells us, is free indeed. Would you bow your head with me this morning? Hallelujah. With heads bowed and eyes closed and no one looking around this morning. We live in a wonderful country. We have freedom like no one else is free. But we can live in the free, in this country free and yet be bound this morning. If you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, can I tell you something? He died that you could be free. He shed His life blood that you might accept Him. If you would accept Him, that all of your sins would be washed away and that you would be made anew and giving a new start, a second chance on life today. If you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I want you to know that today can be your day. Today you can walk out of this place free from the bondage of sin and death, free from the guilt, free from depression, free from the cares of this life, free today that Jesus Christ, for freedom that Jesus died on the cross for you today. With heads bowed and eyes closed and no one looking around, if you're here this morning, and you don't know that kind of freedom, if you don't know the freedom that is in Jesus Christ, I want to ask you to slip up your hand and say, Pastor, pray for me. Would you just slip your hand straight up and say, Pastor, I want that freedom. Yes, thank you. Are there others here this morning that would say, Pastor, I want that kind of freedom. I want to be free from sin. I want to be free from the cares of this life. I want to be free from depression. Are there others this morning? Would you just slip your hand up and say, Pastor, pray for me. Hallelujah. Maybe you're here this morning. And you would say, Pastor, I know that I'm born again. I know that I'm saved. I know that when I die, I'm going to heaven. But you would say, but Pastor, I'm still bound. I'm bound with an addiction. I'm bound today with depression. I'm bound today with the cares of this life. I'm bound today with worry. And you would say this morning, Pastor Rick, I know that I'm free and I'm ready to go to heaven, but I'm not free from the bondage. Would you just slip up your hand and say, Pastor, pray for me this morning? Yes. Are there others? Yes. Are there others? Thank you. Are there others? I would like to ask everyone just to stand with me this morning. And if you're here this morning, I want to ask you to do a bold and daring thing. Can I tell you something this morning? Jesus Christ hung naked on a cross for you this morning. But I want to ask you this morning, if you raised your hand, or maybe even if you didn't raise your hand, but you know that you needed to. Maybe you're here today and you're struggling. Maybe you're here today and you just need some help today. I want to ask you to do a bold thing for me. I want to ask you to step out of where you're sitting or standing and come and meet me at this altar today. You know what? If you meant business with God, you'll do it. But if it was just a passing thing, emotional thing, you'll walk right out of those doors. But I want to encourage you as we wait just a moment. I want you to be bold. Jesus, like I said, hung on a cross for you. You can walk 30 feet for Him. Would you come this morning if you raise your hand? I want to pray with you this morning. I believe that God wants to touch your life. I believe that God wants to set you at liberty this morning. Thank you. Would you come this morning? If you need prayer, if you need to be set free, those of you that raise your hand, I want to encourage you to come. Hallelujah. Would you come this morning? Just come up to the altar. Hallelujah. Jackie, would you pray with this one? Hallelujah. Are there others here this morning? There was many that raised your hand. I want to ask you, would you come? Would you please come and let us pray for you this morning? Hallelujah. Praise your name. Praise your name, Lord. Would you lift your hands this morning? Hallelujah. With me, would you begin to thank God? Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. If you could put some worship music on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, today. Oh, la 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 ma son. That you would like prayer, come. Please come. Let us pray with you this morning. Hallelujah. God wants to touch your life this morning. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Freedom always comes at a cost this morning. It costs the God, His dear Son's life today. He died on the cross for you and I this morning, that you and I might be free this morning. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Aren't you thankful today that you're not only American, but thank God that you're a Christian. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can we give Him praise this morning? Hallelujah. Brother Hunt, would you come and dismiss us?